Welcome back to Mumblecore, our attempt at a movie podcast. And I'm Megan.
And I'm Charlotte. Anyway, how's your week?
It is bad.
you have one more day. I have two more days.
One more day. I don't know. There's just been a certain energy in the air.
August has been the worst month of my entire life, Megan.
Oh, yeah. It's just been one of those weeks where you're like, everything is awful. My world is dying.
There's no end in sight.
There's no hope. And
do you job overall?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that's good. But just not every week. Like some weeks.
Yeah, around. Like I don't know if it's really the job or life in general. I think it's compounding upon each other.
What's in life?
Nothing. I think that's where it's it's one
you're
of those
deeply unhappy.
There's no reason for it. But it's like one of those things where like you're like a shoe comes in the wrong size and you're like, why am I crying right now? You're like, it's not the shoes, something else is happening.
Yes, obviously.
It's just really been one of those weeks. And I think it's because I've been working too much. And so I just haven't been sleeping.
Yes, that happened to you.
Yes. And so like I'm like, oh, I'm working until like 10 p.m. And that Charlotte just had an aneurysm.
Sorry. It's not. That's not for me.
It's bad. No. Like literally I'm like, I wake up at 8 and then I'm like, cool. Look at all this emails, like all this work I gotta do. And you're like, great. And then somehow your day fills up with more shit. And then you're like, okay, I'm gonna take a brief break to eat some dinner. And then you're like, all of a sudden it's 10 or 11 at night. And you're like, here I am. Here is my life. And then I go to bed and then I don't fall asleep.
Because you're stressed.
Because I'm stressed. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I'm running on 4 hours of sleep. And then I do it all again the next day. And eventually, shockingly, that's not healthy.
Eventually, you have a little breakdown. I mean, have you been sleeping on the weekends or like...
What is
Isn't that a myth we all tell ourselves that like catching up on sleep is possible?
I'll sleep on the weekend. Well, I was going to sleep in on the weekend.
Okay.
And then Cleo got sick and was vomiting around the house everywhere.
That's the absolute worst thing about pets, is that sometimes they will just vomit. And you're like, ugh.
Yeah. And then, but like,
I didn't account
for this. Like, violently ill. And so then I spent the one day that I reserved to like sleep in was spent running around trying to get to an emergency vet because she was just like, it was bad. It was like exorcism, vomit everywhere of a cat. It's not good.
Sounds gross.
And
poor Cleo. Sounds
poor
gross.
Cleo. She's doing better now, but I had to pay a lot of money to get her an IV with fluids and anti-nausea meds. And then they were like, we could test her for like all this stuff. It's going to cost you $600. And I was like, how much do I need to do this test? And they're like, may show nothing. And I was like, great. So I'll pay $600 for nothing. But they were like, you should wait a few days and see if it gets worse. And she got better, so everything's good.
Okay. But that so was you like, avoided the $600. Still paid some amount of money to
I
get
still
the IV.
Paid $200 by the end of the event. But better than $800. So.
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah.
Well,
name a hot bald person.
My first thought was Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Or then, like, Vin Diesel.
this man was hot, but I feel like it's a trend. I don't know if it's more, like, a New York City trend with, like, fashion-y boys who, like, will, like, recede a little and they'll, like, just sort of shave.
I have a question. Like, how bald are we talking, like...
Like, fully shaved. Like, you could tell that he had, like, some stubble.
Okay, so, like, some stubble was there. It's not, like, baby smooth.
It wasn't like... baby smooth because you can't get baby smooth if you have hair.
Okay, tell me how The Rock does it.
He doesn't have hair growing anymore. Tell me how The Rock does it.
The Rock, tell us your secret.
Have you ever how seen you Beau Travail?
No.
Okay, that? I just watched it last night. One of the best movies I've ever seen. It doesn't make any sense.
Does that make sense? When you say it's the best movie I've ever seen, I'm like, I will hate it.
Straight up. It was so meditative. It's so quiet. It takes place in Djibouti. And it's a bunch of, like, legionnaires. They're in, like, the French Legion military. And they all have shaved heads, but they're all, like, 25. They're all so hot. So I can send you, like, clips from that and be like, this is, like, the vibe. Oh, okay, so
that's what, like, a hot bald man is.
It's like a hot bald man. The point of this. So my friend was like, let's go over to someone you've never met's house.
Yeah.
She's 23. She lives in a one-bedroom in Crown Heights with her boyfriend. The most immaculate, like, Scandinavian design apartment I've ever seen. I was like, this is a dream. Like, to live with a man who has good taste. He is like, oh, yeah, I found this, like, rocking chair on the street last week. It was an amazing, beautiful, old, well-made rocking chair.
Honestly, every day that I struggle to find an apartment, I get closer to just getting back on dating apps and being, like, truly only looking for a roommate. Like, this is what I need. I will settle for anything at this
point. Like, I was talking about how I wanted to, like, live off the grid or whatever. My coworker was like, oh, yeah. And
you're
like,
are you okay? You want to live off the grid? No,
I'm, like, doing so poorly. My coworker was like, oh, is that, like, are you somebody who, like, doesn't need people around? Like, you're fine with solitude? And I was like, oh, I'm not going to do this alone. I'm going to do this with the love of my life that will come in and change my perspective on everything. And she was like,
interesting.
Okay, girl.
See, I'm literally just looking for a man I can palm into being my roommate. Like, that's really what I'm looking for.
I want somebody who wants to pay the rent unevenly. Yes.
Yes, that's very important. I am looking for a man who I can trick into paying more rent than me.
Yeah.
Feminism.
Me too. I just...
I really think ever since you said that the other day, you're like, that's really the point of a relationship is to have a roommate. It's really wrecked my life, I think, that statement. Where I'm like, that's all that it is. Yes, I think that's what it is.
It's just, like, for money. Like, you're like, oh, I never have to do this stupid, like, roommate finding again.
Yeah. Like, isn't that why you, like, eventually you just find someone and you're like, I don't have to date. I don't have to worry about who my roommate is.
This person is, like, decently good. At some point, you just give up. I mean, it happens really with jobs, I feel like. That's what's interesting to me is that it happens with jobs where people are like, I don't love my job, but, you know, it's fine and I do it and I'm happy and, you know, I have good benefits, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, why do people talk about love in a different way? Like, when you're talking about, like, oh, I want a different thing in the career portion of my life, it's like, cool, I'm going to, like, work at it. I'm going to, like, seek more training. I'm going to, like, try more things. And it's like, oh, my love life's not working. It's like, it'll come to you, babe. Like, it'll happen when it's least expecting. And I'm like, why are these two things so different in the approach that we're allowed to have to them? Not that I want to try hard for love.
Yeah.
Why would
I really also think the universe will not let you have multiple good things at once. Like, I'm like, I'm happy with my job, so, like, the rest of my life must be shit in terms of,
my,
like... My cat must need an exorcism. I must still be struggling to find an apartment. Oh, yeah, I'm talking with that potential roommate tomorrow.
Nice. Love
so
it.
So could,
like,
all
in
come
person?
Crashing down. No, she's not here.
A FaceTime
so
her.
I'll FaceTime her.
Ugh, I hate a FaceTime.
Disgusting.
I never know the angle. I mean, we're FaceTiming at this point. I hate a FaceTime. Disgusting.
Disgusting.
But yes, like, especially if you're, like, meeting somebody new and you're, like, clearly, like, in your home, but, like, trying to be casual about it. And you're just sort of like, do I hold it low? Do I hold it high?
Yeah.
I think so often about open relationships. And I'm like, in theory, fun. I don't
in
even
reality,
like to have fun when
disaster.
I'm single. I hate having fun. So, like, no. Anyway. No one has offered me an open relationship.
I feel like to get an open relationship, you have to first, like, be in a relationship. So.
I think a lot of relationships do start open, though. And then, like, stay
open. Interesting.
It's not always, like, a close to open. But sometimes it is. And then people see that and they are like, that is a last-ditch attempt to save it. You are embarrassing yourself.
Just break up.
Just break up. That's the other thing. Is like, you meet somebody, you move in, you make it, and then it could end. And then you could have to, like, go back to having roommates.
Yeah. And then I think that's when you just settle. You're like,
you kill
eh.
yourself. Oh, you die. That's when you steal. Anyway.
Live a life of crime instead. Who knows?
Yeah.
But anyway, so, like, neither of us are doing well, but...
We're doing poorly. I'm planning to steal a spoon from work. I have to cut this out. I'm planning to steal a very small spoon from my place of employment. And when I went to this beautifully designed Scandinavian house on Monday, they had the exact spoon that I'm planning to steal. And I said,
incredible.
Oh my god, I love that spoon. They have the same one at work. She goes, this spoon is sold at IKEA. You can get a whole pack for $5. And I go, that's not the point. The point is the theft.
Neither of us are okay. And I'm also devastated because, like, the one cool friend that I've met recently just got a job and she's like, I'm moving to San Francisco in a month. And I was like, this is
disrespectful.
Disrespectful. And she's like, it's my dream job. And I was like, yeah, but, like, what about me?
I was talking to somebody about, like commutes and like how stupid commutes are and like, oh, you like your job so much, you're gonna commute an hour to it. My friend was like, you're so cynical. Like, Jesus Christ. And I was like, oh yeah, I gotta like check, you know, check yeah. that. No. I was like, yeah, you're telling me a job is worth commuting to?
Again, this is the other thing where this week I was like not doing well and I said out loud and I was like, I am not doing okay. And my mom walked by and she was like, you are not. And just walked the other way.
Love living with your mom. That's fine. That's really hard.
It's fine. To deal with. You know what? Life just keeps going endlessly forever. Endlessly.
Well, not forever. Until it's not
forever. Until it's not forever.
So holes. The movie we watched this week was Holes.
Was Holes. 2003.
Which,
and fuck you, Alex, it's a good movie.
I thought it was good. I think Shia LaBeouf's a good actor. I think he was surprisingly very good in this.
He's great. This movie is really, really good. Also, okay, I will say,
there were bad parts of this movie.
Yes, there obviously. Are. It's a 2003 movie. Of course
everything
it's
with
be bad.
Kissing Kate Marlowe and the man who goes, I can fix that, was bad. That shouldn't okay. have happened.
Okay. I enjoy...
I do like that it radicalized her. I love a radicalized
yes.
woman.
Like I said in my review, I was like, I really do want to die. That's how I want to go out. Like, if you're just that pissed off as a woman, that you're like, I'm going to poison myself in front of you and just curse your family's bloodline. If you were going to go out, that's yes. how I want to go. If yes. I was like...
You
want to
be
either...
disgustingly jaded?
Yeah. Like, if there's a die, I want to
be on your
like...
way.
Yeah. We'll get to that. But anyways, Holes. This is based on a book. I did not read the book. Did you?
Oh, I read
it?
The book. Oh. Do you think I read a book about boys in prison being cool? Yeah. I read
okay,
the book.
I have a feeling I was watching this movie, and I had a couple of overall thoughts. And the first one is, this book probably fucking rocked. Like, that's what
it was heavy. I remember yes. there were, like, the scenes. Did you ever read Hatchet? Or The Hatchet? It's... Oh, who's a bi?
That
I think
sounds
it's Gary.
So familiar.
Gary...
Was it something we would have read when we were kids?
Yeah, it was, like, a kid's book, but it was, like, an adventure kid's book. And he gets, like, stranded. He's in a plane, and he gets stranded, like,
yes.
on an island
yes.
or something.
Yep, yep,
because
yep, I know what you're talking about.
The person has a heart attack, like, in the plane. And I was, like, 9 reading it, and I remember being, like, I couldn't make it past the first scene. Because he was, like, and then he starts vomiting, and he starts convulsing. And
yeah,
I was, like,
I totally know the book you're talking about.
And
it's,
I feel like
very intense.
Parts of Holes were the same thing. Like, when they get lost in the desert. Like, honestly, in the movie, like, Hector Zeroni has, like, a little pukey moment, but, like, in the book, it's, like, a lot heavier. It's, like, he's
oh,
gonna die.
You could tell,
and he's a
like,
kid.
This book is fucking, would be fucking heavy. Because the movie is heavy, and they don't quite go into it, because they're
yes.
still, like, walking the line. But I was, like, this shit's insane. I also, like, maybe I should go read Holes.
Yeah.
But I have to fucking read Dune first. It's coming up, guys. I gotta get it done.
We're proud of you. We're here with you. We're here with you.
Yeah.
We're, yeah.
One of these days, I'm going to be able to say I finished Dune. Don't you worry.
Don't you
but
worry.
The second thought I had is, like, why did I have such fond memories of this movie? And I was like, oh, duh, it's Treasure Hunting. My favorite thing of all time.
Oh, Megan loves Treasure Hunting.
To throw
just,
it back
like,
to a very early episode of this podcast, I am obsessed with Treasure Hunting.
True. That is very you. You do like to find things.
I love to find things.
You like to solve things?
Yeah. Like, if anyone can ever give me a real-life treasure hunt, I'm in. Like, if you sent me to that camp and were like, Megan, you dig some holes, you could find some fucking buried treasure, I'm like, I'm in, I'm ready, I will do this.
5 foot by 5 foot, let's go.
I will do it. Because there is nothing more exciting than when they find the treasure. It's insane.
Oh, yes.
It's incredible. Oh, yes.
And they knew the whole time where it was because of that big old rock
yeah.
that he pulled out. And I love that when you eat the onions, the lizards don't attack you. I was like, nice.
A brilliant twist.
A brilliant twist.
Brilliant. Incredible.
And they're just covered in them. And everybody's like, Sigourney Weaver.
That's my other note. I was like, shit, she's in
this.
It was
her, right?
Yes, that was Sigourney Weaver. Yeah. This has an insane cast. Yeah. This, like, this is where, like, this was a kid's movie yes. that people were like, this fucking slaps. Because, like, it has Patricia Arquette.
Oh.
It has John Voight, who,
John
like...
John Voight.
We don't like John Voight, but, you know.
What's wrong with John Voight?
John Voight's, like, an insane Trumper.
Oh. Weird. He's great in this.
He's great in this. So
Venom
good.
Slash.
Yeah, Sigourney Weaver. The nail polish scene
Patricia
burned
Arquette
into
great.
My mind.
Patricia I remember Arquette. The nail polish scene too when she was like, can you get me that? And I was like, there's something weird here.
And then
about
when she like
Venom.
Quickly like caresses yes. his face and is like, it's safe when it's dry.
I just
like,
love
she just painted them.
That he's like, oh, we have news for you. And then he's like, he stole my sunflower seeds. And she's like, oh my god, I'm never given less of a shit about anything. I'm like, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
I will say Sigourney Weaver's hot in this. Like,
oh, and it has that short dude from Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
Yes.
Dr. Podansky.
What was his name? Oh, Tim Blake Nelson.
Okay.
It has fucking Henry Winkler in it, playing the dad.
Yes.
The shoe dad. That's the one thing where you're like, oh, this is a kid's movie, where you're like, the shoes. The
yeah,
shoes
the fact
are...
that the dad's job is just this, like, weird, like, Willy Wonka, like...
Yeah. But, again, this
Lots
movie
Lots of steam and noises.
This movie is fucking dark.
This
like,
movie is
once
dark.
Once it gets going, it immediately starts, its fucking opening is a kid trying to commit suicide via snake.
Oh, barf bag. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, barf bag. Yes.
I remember when that started and I was like, and they were like, don't do it, don't do it. And I was like, Jesus Christ, this boy's
yeah.
trying to die. And then of course he gets there and he's like, they're like, oh, he's in the hospital.
I didn't think, I thought that getting bit by a snake was like more of a thing. Apparently not.
More of a thing?
Yeah, like I thought you like died if you got bit by a rattlesnake, but I guess
oh,
not.
No. They have treatment. They have the antidote.
Okay.
The best thing about Holes is that it's one big puzzle. Is that it's like, okay, how does okay, Patricia well. Arquette relate to Stanley Yelnats? And how does he relate to Hector Zeroni? And everything falls into place beautifully at the end and they get that treasure.
Yeah. Also, here's another time that I'm going to call out Alex, because he said the flashbacks have no purpose in the end. And he said that before I finished rewatching it. And I was like, there are a little bit too many flashbacks. But then I watched it all the way through and I was like, oh, it's fucking brilliant.
Story.
It makes sense because they're like, this, like, you can tell that it's a book. Because they're like, oh, they're like flashing back and forth. And clearly one chapter was like the past. And then it flipped over. And as they find their stuff and as they find the little lipstick tube. And you're like, incredible. Like, they go through the story. And then he breaks the fucking family's curse at the end.
Because
Zero,
he takes Hector Zeroni up the mountain.
Because Zero is the replacement for the pig. No. Oh, no. No, no, no.
Yeah, he was supposed
the
to take
pig,
Madame Zeroni.
Yes, he was supposed
and
to take Madame Zeroni. So
he
takes
so
the great-great grandchild.
Descendant.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. And he carries
beautiful.
Him up because he passes out from heat.
Nearly
exhaustion.
Dying. Heat exhaustion
course,
and dehydration.
The boat is there. My biggest question.
How'd the boat get there?
No.
How did she get to the boat?
No.
Okay, those are mine.
How does a whole lake dry up in one lifetime?
A curse.
Yeah. But like, it takes a long time for a whole lake to evaporate.
Okay, yeah, but, like, they... Was the world punishing them for being racist?
Yes. We'll go with that. We'll go with it's magical realism.
It's magical
That's,
realism that
I
they
magical
don't
realism.
Lynch a man, you know?
Because it's, like, nothing has to mean anything. Have you seen Annette?
I have not, and I've been warned not to, because I've heard that she gives birth to a puppet, and that's
oh,
where I was like,
puppet.
I gotta
it's
tap
totally
out.
I liked
but I'll
it.
Watch it because
I
it's Adam
it.
Driver and you think he's hot. How hot
so
is
it? So much of this, the opening scene is very weird. They're like, we're about to start. It's like a song. And it's like none of them are in character yet. And Adam Driver wears like an unattractive wig in the whole movie. He gets hotter towards the end. But, and then also less hot. But the opening scene, he has like his normal hair and his normal like sleek dress.
The hottest you've ever seen, man.
I can.
Okay, is it free? Can I watch this for free?
I don't know. I watched it in theaters, but I think it's on Amazon Prime now. I thought it was really good. You do have to, like, decide that you're gonna be okay with it. Like, it doesn't make a lot of sense, and it is a musical, and it is, like, absurd, but you have to be like, I give up. Let's go
with
this.
I'll watch it just to see if I can get on the Adam Driver train, because I'm still not there yet.
Really?
Yeah. And I feel like I should be.
I'm obsessed.
Though I do, I have seen a lot of the clip of him going, good soup.
Good soup! Like,
yeah. Good soup. I've seen that going around a lot lately, and I was like, for some reason, I get it there.
Yeah.
Which is very strange.
And
but
it's
I'm
weird
like,
because that's, like, my least favorite Adam Driver. Like, that's, like, Kylo Ren. Like, he was in the middle of shooting Kylo Ren during that, I think.
What is that from? That good
that's
soup?
That's from Girls. It's from the last season of Girls.
Got it. But for some reason at that point, I was like, this is hot.
Yeah.
Him saying good soup. Maybe it's because I'm also obsessed with soup.
Soup is the food of depressed people, Megan.
Oh, no, it is.
You gotta think that through, yeah.
God. See, do you know what? How can I not find a man? All I want is a man who likes soup, a man who enjoys treasure hunting, and a man who just has one hobby.
Which is what? Anything?
Just well,
one
we discussed
of them.
Last time. Like, remember when you were like, oh, Megan, you just like a man with a hobby?
Yes.
Because...
Playing
I was like,
guitar,
oh,
woodworking,
chess, like
chess.
Just a single hobby.
You,
that's all.
If
I
you
really
do anything, Megan will apply.
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah,
but
I want a man who fixes his car every day. I don't even know what cars need fixing. Like, what do you fix on the car? Jesus. Anyway.
Anyways, we should talk about holes. What were we talking about?
I was about to talk more about Adam Driver.
We have to table the Adam Driver discussion.
That's understandable, and I respect that choice. The craziest part of Holes, at which I laughed out loud, other than the fact that the lake dried up that fast, which is dumb,
yeah,
is the fact that there's the scene where Zero's like, can you teach me how to read? It's really sad. I hate that scene where he's like, no, I'm kind of busy and I'm tired after working. And I'm like, no. But then when he is teaching him how to read the first time and he like writes Zero, and he's like, nice, that's your name. Absolutely no transition. Zero just goes, we weren't always homeless. No, you can't do that to me.
Zero's story is heartbreaking.
It is, but also you can't just hop into it like that.
You know what? He had some trauma to share. Okay,
he did.
He had trauma he needed to get out.
And I did not remember or expect that he was the one that stole the shoes. Like that was a like you know we're seeing the Zeroni.
I forgot about that.
Yes.
Yeah,
we're seeing like the Stanley Yelnats, Madame Zeroni connections. We're like yes, yes, yes. And then all of a sudden he was like, I know you didn't steal the shoes because I did. And I was like, Shawshank Redemption vibes.
Really, it is. It is. Oh my god. Also, here's my biggest question of the movie. Actually, why does he choose to lie in the letters to his mother? Where did his mom think he was getting sent to by the fucking judge for getting arrested? And
that
he's like, it's
question.
Great. I love the lake. And she's like, I'm so glad you're having fun. We can never send you to camp before. I'm like, were
did you think,
not
yeah.
there?
Did you think that you were going to be convicted of a crime and then go to a free summer camp?
Yeah. Like, I feel like that's the vibe
it is
that
a work
she
camp.
Got.
I mean,
and that doesn't
if
make
she's
any
delusional,
sense.
Keep writing the letters, my dude. You're right. That doesn't make any sense. It didn't. I was like, that's fine. You know?
Yeah. They're okay. But again, things that make this movie dark. The first is the whole Kissing Kate Bar... What fucking...
Kissing Kate Barlow.
Barlow. I was like, I was going to say Barstow. It's not Barstow. And the Onion Man. Did he have a name besides the Onion Man? Sam the Onion Man?
Sam
the Onion Man. That whole storyline's fucked up. Like, it's super dark for a kids movie.
Yeah.
Super fucking dark. Like, just, like, full-on being, like, racism, lynching a man, like, fucked up.
I do get the sort of, like, Wild West vibe. Like, kids movies were into that. Oh, yeah. Being like, ooh, I'm a hootin' tootin' gun totin' Wild West man. And yeah. That was cool.
Do you know what's ironic? Is that you also said, you're like, I want a man who fixes a car every day. And then you also said, I hate that Sam keeps on saying I can fix that. So I feel like that doesn't line up.
But here's the thing. Sam is
That's not a car. Oh, okay. You want, again, Charlotte the wants thing is a man that
the man
mean.
Is fixing his own car and ignoring me.
Okay.
It is not about his ability or his skill. It is about what he is offering.
Okay, I will say the line that did make me deeply upset is when she's crying and he's like, I can fix that, and then kisses her. And I was like,
and they kiss.
Don't. Let me be sad alone. Don't. Let a woman cry by herself, you know?
Don't. Yes.
What?
I was saying, the biggest question for me, suddenly a lawyer pulls up in a car and it's like, mm-hmm. You're innocent. I'm like, what led to that?
Who knows? The other biggest question. Okay, there's some holes in holes, actually.
How dare you?
I was deeply confused about the fact is how has this camp been running for as long as it has?
Oh, yeah.
But like, then I thought about how terrible the world is, and I was like, actually, like, this would happen.
I guess, yeah, and, like, I'm sure a lot of people who go to the camp's families might not be, like, up on top of, like, what's up to health code, you know, would just be like, oh, you were at, like, a work camp because you were imprisoned. That makes sense. Even though it doesn't make sense because they're children. They're being made to dig holes all day. Yeah. It is a sort of genius idea, though, for a story, of being like, what if we sort of, not only did we get the deep, traumatic children who've all been convicted of a crime together mm-hmm. narrative, yeah. but we also get treasure hunting, but they don't know they're treasure hunting.
Incredible.
Like, what
treasure.
Do you, like, Lewis Sacker is just, like, sitting around and being like, okay, what if there was a dried up lake that had treasure in it, and there was a camp where they all dug holes to find it, but no one knew they were digging holes for that reason?
Again, that's a man who appreciates treasure hunting.
Who appreciates treasure hunting.
That's all I want in my life.
And the spotted lizards were genius, too. That they're just like, there are some hideously deadly lizards out here. Have fun!
Yeah! I will say, that's when you're like, oh, this is 2003, when they switched to the CGI ones, and you're like, what is happening?
So bad. It would be like a blur, and you'd be like, oh no. Like, just use a puppet.
Or, like, something. And then when they get shot at, it's just hysterical.
Yeah. Yeah. And they just go, very like Stranger Things.
Oh my god. Another super dark part of this is when they, because the kids are all awful to Stanley. They're like, they're terrible to him. And then the scene where they, like, the guy is like, oh, like, you gotta dig my holes now, too, and stuff like that, and they start to fight. And then the counselor's like, fight, do it.
Yeah.
Like, teach him a lesson.
It's weird.
And then Zero straight up tries to murder someone and then hits a man with a shovel. But also, I'm like, yes, Zero, go
for it. He tries to murder Zigzag, right?
Yes. And yes. And then later, Zero then hits a man with a shovel. Like, Zero nearly kills two people in this movie.
Yes. The thing that you don't get, at least I didn't get in the beginning, is like, okay, you're introduced to Mr. Sir, who's just sort of this crazy, like, you know, scary dude. And then you're introduced to Dr. Pandansky, and you're like, okay, like, maybe there is a child psychologist here, and maybe this is, like, sort of a real camp. And then you find out, no, he has fake credentials. He is doing nothing. They're all bad. They're all in cahoots. And you're like, oh, that's so much more sinister than I thought. Like, I genuinely was like, he's a happy-go-lucky, you know, bucket hat-wearing guy.
Yeah. No, he's fucked up. He's terrible. Mm-hmm. And he tells children to fight each other.
Yes. Insane. It is an interesting, I love the dynamic between children. I think it's fascinating. Because
it's very Lord of the Flies.
If you were out digging holes and you saw the guy who digs holes the fastest start to help another guy and nobody else, you'd be like, what the fuck?
Also, I do love that there's just one small child who's just, like, really good at digging holes.
And, like, hasn't even been there that long. I thought the twist was going to be that he had, like, been there for years or something. No, he, like, got there a little bit before Stanley because he did the same crime.
Which is interesting because Stanley gets arrested technically before Zero because Zero is like, I threw the shoes off, and then the next day that I got arrested.
He gets picked up for stealing from Payless.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe his trial process was shorter. Must have been.
Maybe. Who knows? Truly, who knows?
I do
also
love when
I was... I do love that this movie, again, is the villain is because her dad is a bad person. Like, if dads were better dads, the world would be a better place, because she's like, oh my god, he made me dig. Also, is this where the TikTok thing comes in?
I didn't realize it either, and I was like, she goes, I'm tired of this, grandma. I was like, holy shit.
Too damn bad. Yeah, I literally, my note is, oh my god, this is where that TikTok thing comes from.
I say it at least 3 times every day at work.
I'm tired of this, grandpa.
That's too damn bad. Sometimes, I don't know where this joke is from, but sometimes I'll be like, well, I don't want to do this. And then I'll answer myself and be like, that's what the money is for. Because I'll, like, catch myself being like, well, I don't want to do this. And I'll be like, you are paid to be here, Charlotte. You are paid.
That's the only reason that you do anything, really.
Yeah.
Is because we need money to survive.
It's for benefits that you reap from doing that activity. You think I brush my teeth for fun? Anyway.
Okay, so wait, but you're not getting paid to brush your teeth.
No, but you do the brushing of the teeth to reap the benefits of having clean.
Okay, yes, got it. I mean, and technically, there's a reward system, pay as your teeth fall out, so.
Yeah, I have to go to the dentist. I haven't been to the dentist in ages. I have to go. I need a haircut. I have to go to the dentist. Doctor
in just, like, too long.
Right? And I have the most just digestive issues, and I'm always like, I should go to a GI. And then I'm like, I'm going to go to a GI. And they're going to be like, have you tried?
But isn't that what they say? That, like, the hottest people have stomach issues? So, thank like, you. You're making
I know.
It.
I know.
Like, I know I'm hot.
Thank you. I feel like I'm going to go. And they're going to be like, okay, you have tummy issues. Have you tried changing your diet, drinking less, or drinking less coffee? And I'm going to be like, no. And they're going to be like, go home.
This is like when I got diagnosed for, like, chronic migraines. And they're like, here's a list of things you can do to make this better. And I was like, I refuse to do any of them. They're like... No chocolate, no sugar, don't drink, don't, like, do anything, get 8 hours of sleep every night. Like, and I was like, okay, so I can't do any of these things.
Nor will I.
They were like, no processed foods, no junk food. And I was like, I'll just die. I'd rather have a headache every day. I'd rather be in just severe pain for the rest of my life, actually. Die.
Yes, exactly. So I'm like, this is embarrassing, like, to make a doctor's appointment and have them just be like, you know what's wrong.
Yeah. Also, the last time I tried to go to my doctors, and, like, it was still, like, with COVID, and they were like, how old are you? And like, I guess they weren't looking at my file. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm, like, 23. I'm going to be turning 24. And they're like, don't come in. We don't have time for people like you. They're like, you're fine. You're healthy. They're like, is anything wrong? And I was like, I don't think so. And they were just...
You do love that. Just stop.
They're like, it's a pandemic. Like, if you don't need to...
Read the room.
Yeah. And I was like, cool. Like, and cool.
I gotta go. Yeah.
And I now think I missed the window of when it was, like, okay for me to come back. Yes, because now everything's terrible again. And I was like, oh, so it's... We're just gonna go into another...
We're just gonna really... I guess I gotta eat my vegetables on my own. Yeah.
Yeah. So, who knows?
Yeah, there's so many things I'm neglecting in this life. But that's okay. I'm very, like... Once I start my new job, it'll be fine. Also, coming to terms with the fact that, like, I'm gonna have to start a new job and, like, learn new things. And really just have to, like, be present and be very, like, yes, I can do that. Yes, I can learn that. Like, and also be bad at things for a while. Like, so stressful.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyways. Every social interaction I question now. Like, it just is a thing.
Have you seen that tweet that was like, do you ever leave a social interaction? And you're like, not my best.
Every day now. Truly every day.
Yes! I did feel like there were some, like, in my life where I was like, that was snappy. Like, we were vibing. And now I'm just like, no.
Literally, I had a thing at work the other day. And I, like, had to, I left after, and I went to the bathroom and, like, looked in the mirror. And I was like, what the fuck was that? Like, that was embarrassing. Like, you should walk out of this office and never come back. Like, you can't come back from this.
You've embarrassed yourself. Yeah.
Anyways, holes.
Final thoughts on
the holes. Music was fucking bizarre.
I loved it.
I know, of course digging, you loved it.
Oh, digging. Loved it.
Okay, the things that you're like, oh, this is definitely an early 2000s movie. Insane music.
Yes.
So much slow motion and crossfades that you were like, oh my god, the crossfades.
Yes. Just hitting you over the head with, like, the point. Just being like, we weren't always homeless. It's like, what?
I also would like a spin-off of the Kissing Kate Bar Low.
Low.
Not Barstow. Bar Low. I can't remember it. I want her spin-off movie.
Okay.
I think she's great. I'm obsessed with her. I want Patricia Arquette to take that role again. Like, It's just...
What's her best role? Boyhood, obviously.
She's great in everything. Like, I can't be like, oh, she's just... She's a treasure. She's a national treasure. But nothing is more incredible of her, like, walking. She's like, you still want that kiss? Just shoots the man dead, pieces out, and then just lives a life of crime.
Very Thelma and Louise.
Yeah, it's incredible, and I love it, and I live for that storyline. And then they come to get her, and she's like, haha, fuck you, and just grabs the lizard and just curses that dude's
She's like,
bloodline.
I know where this is ending. Also, the sad woman that's with him, she's like, girl, what are you doing here? And she's like, well, I'm his wife now. I'm like, she looks at her like, bitch, this is embarrassing.
Yeah, incredible. And again, this gave me, you watch Game of Thrones, right?
Yeah.
This gave me very much Elena Tyrell vibes.
Yes.
Like, very much, like, drink the poison. Fuck you. I'm going to say something terrible. And it's great.
And then die.
And then she dies. That's how I want to go out.
Spoilers for Game of Thrones. Oh. In the year 2021.
It's fine.
Right? We're past that. It's also not a big spoiler.
It's not a spoiler because we all know.
It's not the spoiler that Daenerys happening. Is wearing a wig. That's the biggest spoiler.
But again, I just, something about a woman going out being like, I'm going to go out with just a little bit of poison and just fuck up your life on the way out. I'm like, that's the energy that I want to go out with.
Yeah. You need to, you can't go quietly. You must cause a ruckus. Mm-hmm. The best part of this to end is obviously when they're climbing up the mountain and offhand, Shia LaBeouf is just like, damn, I bet Mary Lou looked mighty fine in a bikini, and Mary Lou is a horse, which we know as the viewer, and that is just genius writing.
Just from our genius friend Lewis comedy, Sack. Honestly.
That's just, you don't get better than that. That's dramatic irony.
It's, yeah, and Shia LaBeouf is great. This movie's good. The flashbacks do add up. Alex, you're fucking wrong.
I like all the kids. All the kids' characters are good.
Yeah, except unbelievable that at the end, after they bully him relentlessly, at the end, they're like, good job, bud, getting out of here, like, remember us. It's like,
okay, they bully him, but, like, in a sort of, like, you're paying your dues vibes. Like, you're chopped meat for now. You're
it's
the
very
jailhouse
vibes.
Yeah, you're lowest in the food chain. We're going to fuck with you.
It's
I don't think
the
they
flies,
mean
actually.
Ill.
Ultimately. Yeah, because they're also all being abused.
They're all like, you're going to learn your place. Dare I say fraternity vibes?
Ooh,
where it's like you get hazed,
right.
And then it's like, okay, now you're one of us because we've all been hazed.
Really, the true nightmare of this movie is that many boys or men should not be near each other at one time. It only leads to problems.
It only leads to, honestly, in my experience, utter silence. If too many men hang out for too long, they're like, we gotta put something on.
Yeah.
And then they play something and everyone's in silence.
God, okay, but I just want treasure. That's what I want. Do you know what I want in my life? I want to do a treasure hunt, a real life treasure hunt.
I don't, but I would facilitate that for you.
Okay.